Today is Monday, the 7th of April, in the fifth week of Lent. Community of Teze, sing Christe Lux Mundi. O Christ, light of the world, whoever follows you will have the light of life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf." Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come.
Sit for a moment with those familiar words of Jesus. I am the light of the world. They are well-known, much-quoted words. But just savour them for a moment. Let pictures come to mind. Images move around. Allow anything new to emerge. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Consider your response to that statement by Jesus, particularly his use of the word never. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. How might that statement affect your faith journey as you walk it today? Jesus meets the argument of his challengers with a simple answer, a counter-argument. What does that tell you about the character of Jesus? Sit with the character of Jesus for a while. As you hear the passage again, and as Holy Week approaches, consider the apparent strength of Jesus in the face of opposition in these verses. Compare and contrast it with how he will deal with attention as it mounts on the approach of his passion.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come.
In these closing moments, you might want to ask for a heightened sensitivity towards Jesus, both in his ministry and in the lead-up to the events of Holy Week. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That
is enough
for me. Amen.